a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. It is Tuesday, February 3rd. Also known as 2 days after the Super Bowl. How are you doing today, Slim?
I'm just glad there's actually basketball going on.
I know.
About all this football.
Yeah, and you want to know what made me mad? I turned on SportsCenter for just a second. I know we both rant about SportsCenter sometimes. And they're like, and now we enter the dead zone of sports with the Super Bowl really? Done before March Madness or something. I'm like, come on. The way you guys cover LeBron, I would think that it's not dead at all.
No, I mean, I guess with, you know, the Lakers and the Knicks both having down years, there really is no basketball going on in the entire world.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. When those teams don't play, there's no one playing.
Yeah. That's how it works.
What'd you think of the Super Bowl?
You know, I made it through it. I'm glad it was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. Terrible call.
Obviously, everyone complains about the end, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, made it interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just glad it wasn't a blowout.
Yeah, I mean, everyone would be talking.
I mean, is it just me, or was there not a funny commercial amongst them?
The Liam Neeson one. I enjoyed that one.
Clash of Clans, yeah, that was good.
Other than that, I got nothing.
No, I mean, it was more like public service announcements than anything.
Yeah. The one with, yeah.
Very year for commercials.
Yeah.
You pay $30 million for 30 seconds and... no one can remember what happened, and you failed.
I definitely think that, you know, kids' accidents, that was a pretty funny commercial. It made me laugh. It was so brutal.
Maybe it just depends on, you know, how many alcoholic beverages you've had, to whether or not you laughed at some of those.
awful stuff there. So, yeah, I agree with you. On today's show, we're going to recap the big news over the weekend. And since we were last on last Thursday, including another possible fantasy contributor emerging from the black hole that is the Philadelphia 76ers, we've got a brand new daily fantasy application to tell you about called Side League. One word, Side League. It's a mobile app. We've got Michael Gallagher back on the show, friend of the show. Had him on a couple months ago by now. From Roto World, he's going to be back on the show to talk to us about our friends and family matchup last week, and I might challenge him to something. We'll see. And then we're going to wrap up to previewing tonight's games with another round of our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to give Jeremy Grant a look in 12-team leagues?
I'm close, but I'm not there yet. I think he's had a nice little run past couple games. I think he's still going to stick at that 24-minute role, though. I don't think he's going to cut it in a 12-team league.
You know, and he might not. I actually picked him up in a couple leagues because he's playing today. It's a little bit of a light slate. I know that's kind of looking ahead to previewing, but I don't know. Guy that can hit threes and get blocks. He had that 8-block game a few ago. The blocks are not consistent at all. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he doesn't have a block in the last 3 games, but you know, multi-threes and 3 straight.
I don't know. His turnovers are too high. I really don't believe those threes. They're just out of nowhere. It does not line up with his college career. I mean, he's shooting 42% from downtown and 40% overall. I don't see it. I'm really surprised the steals aren't there, and that's what kind of bothers me. If he was a steal-a-game guy, then I would absolutely be buying in. But it's not happening, and that worries me.
Yeah.
He's a really athletic guy. And it really helps that he plays for the 76ers. And
yeah.
That's probably the only reason he's playing. But in a dynasty, yeah, I'm excited about it. I just don't think it's going to happen this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, my opinion's changed a good bit because I think about a week ago I was telling someone that Grant in a dynasty, I don't know if he'd cut it on any other team other than the 76ers, but... You know, he doesn't have a smooth Klay Thompson shot out there, but his stroke looked pretty good to me yesterday. Watched a little bit of that game. He hit a couple threes. The free throws were pretty good. You know, he's only at 60% free throws this year, but I expect that to improve. 5 of 7 last night. I don't know. I'm a little interested. I think if you need some sort of big man replenishing after all those big men came off the wire, I feel like the big man surge is starting to cool off.
Yeah, there's less of them, but I don't believe his blocks. They're so inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, a 16-team league, 200-plus players owned, yes. No question in my mind. I think I saw a question asking about, you know, a half-dozen people in a 16-team league today on the comments, and he led that list, in my opinion.
Okay, so, I don't know. I like him kind of tonight as a streamer, and I'm going to see what happens past that. So, the Duchess, Kay Middleton. Chris Middleton with 25 last night, leading the Bucks to a win without Brandon Knight, who set out with, sounds kind of like minor injuries, but frustrating for Knight owners. Middleton, 25-9-1, 3 steals. Those steals have been killer. Another 3 threes last night. That's 3 threes in 4 of 5 games, multi-steals in 4 of 5 games. Is he a must-own even in tenors?
Ugh. That's tough. The other ones aren't there. You know, he does not block shots. His assists and boards aren't great. Yeah, he probably is. There's a lot of people out there with some really questionable players. I think so. I mean, if you still have Jeff Green, yeah. You should probably
That's
but I think one. In most, like, 12-team leagues, Middleton's been gone for a while.
Probably, yeah. I don't know what his percent ownership is, but...
you know, he had 38 minutes and 42 the night before, and he's been pretty consistent at about 30. I think Mayo got ejected last night, right?
He did. He got 2 technical fouls. Womp womp.
Yeah, I think these minutes might be a little high right this second, but yeah, he should be owned everywhere. I mean, with once Parker went down... the minutes opened up just dramatically.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing there, too. Still only 54% owned in Yahoo League. So, you know, if your league's kind of a slow paying attention to the wire, he might be out there.
And he gives you, in Yahoo, he gives you shooting guard, small forward, and power forward eligibility?
He gives you, yeah, I think that's right. It's kind of cut off here. I see shooting guard, small forward, in a comma with the little play button for his highlights. So I'm guessing there's a power forward hidden in there.
Yeah, there is.
All right, so your boy, your favorite player in the NBA, Jarrett Jack. Did you see how good of a game he had over the weekend?
Yeah, he had one good game. Was it against Philly? I didn't even check.
I don't know. I'm pulled
oh,
up.
Oh, it was that huge overtime game. Yeah. I remember
that. Where he played 52 minutes. I think he can average 52 minutes a game.
You think so? Yeah. In a 48-minute game? That's pretty good.
Yeah, why not? So back-to-back, he had back-to-back 13 assist games, culminating in that overtime 35. That was a career high. 8 rebounds, 13 assists, and a steal. Did you know that he has a steal in 8 straight games and multi-steals in 6 of those 8?
I didn't know there were that many bad teams. But no, it's okay. We'll see. Play for the long run. We shall see.
My Jarrett Jack love is trumping Slim's hate.
I'm wondering what is at career high levels. Like, I bet those threes are at career high.
He is at... he's still at only... Well, I mean, it's kind of slanted data. He's at 0.4 threes a game. That's it. But... you know, as a starter, I'm sure it's back up to 1. I mean, his career high is only at 1 a game, so.
Yeah, and he's taken a lot less than he has. I mean, 20% on the year. We'll see. I'd still take Beverly.
I don't know. I gotta go Jack. So many more assists.
Yeah, we're talking about the third or fourth point guard on our teams, right?
Yeah, I guess if you had Rubio, who we'll get to in a minute, and like Chris Paul, and your assists are just huge. Sure, why not?
Yeah, you're better off not killing your percents, and with you know, because Jack's been turning the ball over kind of a lot.
Yeah, he had a bad stretch there, you know. But you know, those back-to-back 13 assist games, 13-1, 13-2. Usually, it's higher, and we gotta mention that Darren Williams is back. Came off the bench for about 20 minutes. Wasn't that good. Jack still played 40 minutes, though, went 6-7-7 with 2 steals. I mean, that's lower for him based on the surge he had, obviously, with D-Will.
I watched a bit of this game. I wanted to see what Corey Jefferson looked like. He didn't get enough minutes for me, but I was watching some of this game, and yeah, Chris Paul just had his number.
Yeah, well, didn't have enough of his number. They lost.
Yeah, but somebody hit some. Who hit the game winner?
Jared Jack hit the game winner.
That was one of his two of his 6 points.
Yeah, why not? It's more important if it's late.
Yeah, I mean, he should be owning a 12-er. There's certainly. I mean, it's too many minutes right now, but yeah.
I still like that he played 40 minutes with Darren Williams back on the court as well. I think that's
I mean, we always knew Jared could play some shooting guard. We knew he had it in him.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think
Darren Williams did not look very good. I don't know what his numbers were, but I was so unimpressed. There was a couple of times he had a fast break one-on-one, and he just pulled up.
Yeah.
Just stopped it, waited for other people.
Well, that's Darren Williams for you. He is is he even ownable in, like, 14-team leagues?
I mean, now that he's playing, I would be looking to move him as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't be going out in my way to get him. That's for sure.
I wouldn't either. So moving to the Mavericks, we got Rajon Rondo getting his face broken, and by guess who? Franchise killer Richard Jefferson, his teammate.
Yeah. Can't even call a foul on it when you get kicked in the face by your own teammate.
Richard Jefferson is the worst.
Yes, he ruins our Alec Burks last year, and now he takes a Rondo away from us.
Yeah. Not that you're missing Rondo too much.
Yeah, I was just going to say, kind of a blessing in disguise there.
My Rondo team might win free throw percentage this week in turnovers.
Yeah, that's you got a good chance at turnovers now that you're not getting, you know, what, three and a half a game?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. So starting last night was J.J. Barea, 10 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists in 29 minutes. Is Barea worth a look while Rondo's face is broken?
I guess. Isn't something wrong with Devin Harris, too?
He played yesterday. If by something wrong you mean he's old and will fall apart if he plays more minutes, then yeah, something's very wrong.
I don't know. I think I'm hedging my bets on Raymond Felton right now.
Raymond Felton? Really? Only played 5 minutes.
You're really going to take that at face value.
Damn it! You and your sarcasm went right over my head right there.
Yeah, I'm not touching Raymond Felton in any league.
You lobbed me.
For a stream. I like him for a stream.
You lobbed me that sarcasm from the 1 yard line. I had it right there that it just got intercepted. You should have ran the sarcasm in. Yeah. It's low end, but it's streamable worth, in my opinion. So.
Yeah. Especially since you can't usually stream assists anyway. So yeah. That kind of gives you a guy you can.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Devin Harris, you're right. I didn't even see he was hurt yesterday. X-rays taken on his left knee and ankle. What, did he get in a car accident? Jeez. So he said he's going to try to play tomorrow. So, yeah, there's a chance he misses a game or two, and Barea is going to get a ton of minutes.
Yeah, and either way, Devin Harris isn't going to be playing 30 minutes, so yeah. I think Barea is pretty much a lock for 28 to 30 next game out.
Me too.
Rondo might not be out long, though.
Yeah, it might only be a week. They said he's going to be reevaluated in a week. But, I mean, put a mask on him and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and hopefully this will keep him from taking all these terrible shots and driving to the basket.
Yeah,
now he can just sit back there and facilitate.
Yeah, get 8 assists.
What we actually drafted him for.
Yeah, 8 dimes and do nothing else. That's all we ask. Cause
it's better than what he does when he actually tries to score.
Yeah, that's for sure. Speaking of point guards trying to score, oh, man. I watched this game last night, and Ricky Rubio, my love, my Latin lover, he looked so good. He looked so good. 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 turnovers. You know, the stat line's not great. Did all that in 21 minutes, shot 4 of 9, hit both his free throws. So, yeah, man, the line is kind of eh. But he was taking, like, these assertive jumpers that were just so in stride. His shot looked great. He looked good. I am in love again with Ricky Rubio.
I know, and you said in the post something about you would take him over Conley, and I think that is way off base.
I don't know, man. Conley's not been doing very good.
Yeah, he's been fighting injuries, but he looked a lot better last
week. Fighting injuries? Rubio's been out for a couple years with his ankle thing. He's been fighting injuries, too. And, you know, his first game back didn't look rusty.
Yeah, well, I think they probably held him extra long to make sure he was 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely not worried about Rubio re-injuring or anything like that. But, you know, he's not going to hit threes for us. He's going to hurt our field goal percent. He's a turnover guy. I don't know. I think Conley does more. He should give us better field goal percent, points, threes, probably better free throw percent because of volume. I'm sticking with Conley.
I don't know. Conley's last seven games have been brutal. Only four steals in the last seven. Has shot
both ankles and his shooting wrist.
Yeah, well, you know.
He's coming back. You gotta give him a break. Let him. I mean, he's playing through the injuries, so that's. I think that's good. That shows that they're not that serious. He had 23 points. He looked quick. That was the main thing I was looking for. He had a couple drives to the basket that were easy lay-ins.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I like Mike Conley. Don't get me wrong. Did have 23 last night, but here's his assists the last seven: 2-4-2-1-0-3-1, under 50% shooting in six straight games before last night, going 9-for-15. You know, the threes are fine. I don't know. I think Rubio, with how bad that team's going to be, how quick they're going to want to try to score, I think it's going to be.
I think Kevin Martin's going to be taking a lot of them shots. Rubio is, I mean, Martin's number one. Wiggins is number two.
Mm-hmm.
Adin Pekovic are three and four. I think Rubio is just so far down in the pecking order of who takes shots.
Yeah, well, we saw Mo Williams put up 50. Rubio can score 15 a game.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah.
Almost 50.
I'm just saying, if Mo's got the upside for 50, I think Rubio can score 15 a game.
Upside for 50. So does, what, Terrence Ross, and I think Corey Brewer had a 50-point game.
Oh, yeah, they were, like, all layups, too. That's going to happen again. I don't know. You know I'm always going to be in love with my Ricky Rubio, so.
Yeah, a healthy Rubio is easily a top 50 player, no question.
Okay, so at least we agree there.
Yeah, if you got Rondo and you can offer him for Rubio, please try.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy win for Rubio.
At least get the conversation started.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if the guy just picked Rubio up off the wire like a week ago. He has no attachment there.
Yeah, and hopefully the people I said to hold on to Rubio can finally start feeling a little bit better. I think it's going to go really, really good the rest of the year.
It was so much longer than we thought. I mean, know. When it first happened, they were saying Christmas.
Yeah,
it hurts. It hurts. In a daily league especially, it hurt.
Yeah. So to your Heat, you lose D. Wade and you get more D. League. Is that a fun? Is that good? Is that good plan words?
Not bad. I got it.
Yeah. So how? So you got, I mean, obviously we got Whiteside playing like a beast, but how about Tyler Johnson? Gets a rainbow line on Sunday. 13 points, 9 rebounds. And is he even 6 feet tall? It says he's 6'3". Whatever. He looks small. 13, 9, 4, 2 steals and 2 blocks. Obviously the blocks are probably a little bit of an anomaly. Do you like Tyler Johnson at all?
I mean, you know, they refuse to play Ennis at the shooting guard. Napier looks terrible. I mean, maybe. It's tough. With Wade down, I'm saying maybe. With Wade back, there is 0 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But Wade's so going to be out down, a while.
I guess. You know, in college, he wasn't great. You know, a steal a game, a three a game, 10 point. I mean, there's nothing really special going on.
He had that...
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, the nice D-League seasoning.
I didn't, in the REL, I didn't even put a bin in for him.
Yeah, I had a claim on him, but I got guys I liked a little bit more over him. Because I think, I agree with you, it's going to be short-term while Wade's hurt. But, hey, I actually picked him up in both of my RCLs for tonight.
Why not? Yeah, it's short-term. There could be some minutes there. Yeah. He can hit a three. He's a good free-throw shooter. He's not a terrible assist guy. He could give 2, 3, maybe even 4 assists in a game. Yeah, with minutes, he's okay. And I think he's an NBA player. I don't think he's a, you know, to use the baseball reference, I don't think he's a quad A player.
Mm-hmm. That's a good reference. I'm excited for baseball. So Dwight Howard's got to be excited for baseball too, since he might not play basketball the rest of the year. Well, that might be going too far, but he's going to be out at least a month with a knee injury. He's got to be cuttable in almost all leagues. He's so bad.
Any redraft for sure.
I mean, unless you're in 8-cat, I could see if you're in a league that doesn't have free throw percentage or turnovers, maybe you hold on, but ugh.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would anyway.
Yeah.
It's too long, and he's got quite a history now.
Yeah, he has been on my don't touch list for a while.
Yeah, and if they're going to have an actual healthy team, you know, with Josh Smith and Jones and Modi, and we have to give Dorsey a couple minutes, you know, they might not give him 30 minutes the rest of the year, even when he's back. You know, hold him for the playoff kind of thing.
That's a good point. Yeah, so... a lot of minutes, like you said, getting divvied around. Modi Unis has been playing really well. Do we need to care more about Terrence Jones?
I still think it's just an upside play. There's no guarantee there. Mm-hmm. Hey, why did my Yahoo just crash?
Yahoo crashed on you?
It did. Okay. Yeah. I can't look at the Detroit-Houston game. Oh, well. I would take Modi over him. Right?
Yeah, me too. Terrence Jones in that one went 3 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist, no steals or blocks. Did have blocks in his first 5 games, though, with multi-blocks in first 6 games, with multi in 5 of 6. Oh, that's including before he got hurt. Never mind.
So. Yeah, he's only played 3 games, and he's only getting 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I have a sinking feeling he's going to stay there for a while.
Yeah, I do too. I don't see any reason they would play on 30 minutes all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, he's never helped our free throws. So, you know, without minutes, he doesn't help us very much.
Yeah, but I think if while he was hurt, you bought him low in a dynasty, that was a smart move.
Yeah, and you probably still can buy him pretty low in a dynasty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm worried about this long term. I don't know if he's, you know, 100% no worries kind of thing. This is pretty serious stuff.
Yeah. He just looked so good at the beginning of the year, those first 3 or 4 games before he got hurt.
And last year. He was special last year. I mean, we had him top 75 coming into the year, something like that.
Yeah, we had him way up there. I mean, if he can get over this injury next year, he's going to be a huge sleeper.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's probably going to be some movement in Houston. I don't think all these guys are gonna still be there.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Smith, who knows where he's going to be?
He's going to be in the D League. Maybe playing China.
Well, he won't be on Atlanta. We know that. It's safe to say he's no longer welcome in the city of Detroit.
Yeah, that's for sure. Booing him. So, one last guy to talk about here in our opening segment. I got John Henson, multi-blocks in 3 straight games, getting starts with Zaza and Ersan both hurt. Last night goes 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. Yeah, he's made all 4 of his free throws the past 3 games.
Yeah, that's a scary proposition if he starts making free throws.
He's at 67% this year.
For him, that's a big improvement.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember it being a problem last year.
Yeah, his field goal percentage is all the way up to 59%. I don't know. I do worry that this is only short-term while Zaza and Ersan are hurt.
Maybe, but you know, they've also won 4 in a row with him getting some good minutes the past 3.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, he's a much better defender than Zaza. There's no question there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, when we did our big man wrap-up, I kept throwing him in the list. I didn't know. I didn't think you liked it very much that I kept throwing him in the list. But
yeah.
I think he's such a better player than Zaza. That's what gets me.
Yeah, trust me. I don't dispute that. I don't dispute his talent. I think if he was on a team that actually liked him, unlike the Bucks, I would have moved him up on that. But, you know, he needed – all three of the, actually all four of the main power forwards and centers to be out. You know, you're thinking Larry Sanders, Jabari, Ersan, and Zaza all out, and he's still playing, you know, mid 20 minutes as starter, you know?
Yeah, they love going small, but man, I can't believe how much they're winning.
Yeah, the Bucks.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
All that crap we talked about Jason Kidd, and he's going to make the Bucks into the playoff team. That's
how bad. I mean, there's really not that many different players than the Larry Drew team with Jabari going down.
No, they're just consistent minutes now.
Yeah, Larry Drew is the worst.
he's up there.
Did you see I threw a Larry Drew slam, I think, in this morning's post? I'm never going to let that die
think
off.
So. What was it?
I don't even remember now. But
oh, it was about his kid.
Yeah, well, it's not nice to slam on a dude's kid, but Larry Drew, too, was awful. He quit on his team. This is for Chapel Hill. Ran to his daddy because he got benched for Kendall Marshall. Yeah.
If I got benched for Kendall Marshall in a pickup game, I'd run to my daddy.
Yeah, a lot of tears. It's a pretty sad thing. Kendall Marshall, he was really good for Chapel Hill, though. That was a great change. That made that team so much better.
Oh, I see here in a little thing you're trying to compare Henson to Gobert.
Yeah, so, like, who would you rather take right now, Henson or Gobert?
Whoever's getting more minutes. Doesn't that suck?
Right now it's Henson.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm probably sticking with Gobert.
I would, too, rest of season, but if you're in a shallow league and you need some production now, yeah, give me Henson.
Yeah, I'd have to feel pretty good that Gobert's going to be staying on the wire, though.
Yeah.
In a 12-er, I'd be nervous about that move.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that in a 12-er either. So, Slim, we are checking out a brand new daily fantasy application called Side League. It is an application for your mobile phone and tablets. It's an app you can get for free in the App Store or Play Store. And it's a new fantasy application that is different than all the other sites and other daily fantasy sports you've playing because there is no salary cap. So you can pick all of your favorite players. So for Slim, that would be that'd be Corey Jefferson for you?
Well, I mean, pretty much all Jeffersons. I mean, I want Richard Jefferson on my team. Okay, no, that's not true.
So, Side League is different in that you don't play in any specific day. They run weekend contests or weekday contests. Right now, the upcoming contest is for the NBA weekend of 2-6 through 2-8. So, that'll be this upcoming weekend. Download the app now. And you can get a free promo code for $5. Enter in Razzball in all caps, and you'll get your first $5 for free. So if you're playing Daily Fantasy and you want five free dollars to play with, download the Side League app, put in the promo code Razzball after you download the app. And here's how the contest works. So when you go and play in the NBA weekend contest, you fill out your lineup with whoever you want, and it lets you pick which game you want. So my first pick at point guard was Stephen Curry, and you can pick which game you want for him to play, and you put him in there, and you pick your favorite eight guys. So it's a lot less to do with salary cap, more picking the best players who you think are going to have the best games this weekend. And matchup analysis for these guys, that's the difference between winning and losing. It's not about having, you know, the best guys in there. You got to pick which game they're going to do best in there. So all contests, whether free or paid, they have up to 25 participants, and all contests are guaranteed to run even if they don't fill out. They are going to pay out exactly what you see on there. And, you know, Side League's all about the social aspect. You can find your friends. So you can find me, JB at 680. That's the name it was given to me. If you click on the little menu thing and go to Friends Hub, you can search JB at 680. You can be friends with me. And we can play in our contests. Again, that's Side League in the Google Play or in the App Store. That's Side League, one word, exclusively a mobile app right now. But it's going to be a ton of fun for us. We're going to talk more Side League on Thursday when we talk about some of our picks for this weekend's contests. And again, if you download the app, put in promo code RAZBALL, all caps. You can find me in your Friends Hub. Search JB at 680. And we'll be friends. We'll play in the contest. I'll see you in there this weekend, Slim.
Will you be my friend?
I don't know. The way you slam Jarrett Jack lately, I don't know if we're going to be friends anymore.
Okay, well, you go ahead and pick Jarrett Jack, and...
You know what? Maybe I just will. I think I just will, just to spite you. And he's going to go 35-13 again.
He might. Only because I say he won't.
Joining us now on the Rasball Basketball Podcast is Mike Gallagher, a friend of the show. Had him on a month or two ago. Writer at Roto World. How are you doing today, man?
I'm great. Getting ready for 5 games tonight. A couple games last night that were a lot of fun to watch. Can't believe the Hawks streak's over.
Yeah, that was not a good stretch for sports franchises with Hawks in their team name.
Yeah, right. Bad weekend. I still can't get over the Marshawn Lynch thing.
Yeah, we talked about that in the open. I think that's what everyone's talking about. How are you not going to run that? So
right.
So looking back on our friends and family matchup last week, we bested you this time. I think you got us early in the year, but we came back at you this time, 1-6-3, barely lost free throw percentage by just one or two free throws. So what happened to your squad last week? I think I think you can sum up the answer in two initials.
KD.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Yeah, he killed. I mean, I played him again this week, and I was just like, I got him. I mean, it's Kevin Durant, so. And I didn't have a choice last week because the lineup's locked with the postponed game. And so, you know, it was the first game of the day, but Yahoo didn't change the lock time to, you know, alter with the postponed games. So I didn't have a choice because news didn't hit until after the lineup's locked weekly. So I had no choice. It stunk, but. Yeah, at least I didn't get completely crushed. But I had Durant in a lot of leagues, so I took it on the chin pretty good last week.
Yeah, I've got him in one league as well, and it has not gone well. Do you think Durant is going to be is he going to fall in trash next year, or is he going to be everyone's back on the bandwagon? Is there a concern with injury issues?
If we drafted today, I'd probably put him at 2 behind Davis.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's for 5 years in a row, the guy was the number one player. And the good news is this toe injury isn't the same as the foot break, so that's kind of nice. But I don't know, he was just so durable, and I don't really think that – and again, the other foot thing really helps me out. If it was the same foot, we could say, oh, Brook Lopez, you know, keeps re-injuring his right foot or whatever. But, yeah, he's all right.
So one guy that's been a huge pickup for us, and you mentioned right before we hopped on that you've been looking at a lot of Heat stats. How about Hassan Whiteside? Just a dominant force on the inside. He's been become an anchor to our team. Are you buying Whiteside for the rest of the year to keep up something about what he's doing now?
I wouldn't say he's this good, but I mean, he's for real. If we drafted today, you'd probably have to take him top 50. With the block rates, and he's shot 74% from the line in his past 10, which that's what you want. Anything over 70 from your big man, you're golden. Mm-hmm. So if you can keep that going, I don't think he's going to be that good. He'll probably be like 62, 63, which is still good. And furthermore, he's actually shot, low 40s on his jump shots from the field, which that's elite for a center. Anything really over 35. Is good from a center as far as a jump shooter goes. And he's getting all dunks, so he's going to be pushing, you know, 65% from the field overall because of all those close rangers.
Yeah, he's looking good. So, you know, someone asked that of me as well. It's like, where if we were drafting today, where would Whiteside be? And I said 40s or so. Would you draft Whiteside or Derek Favors right now?
Probably would be Whiteside, and I'm a really big Favors guy too, but a little concerned with the injuries with Favors, and the Rudy Gobert factor is kind of coming into play because Snyder has benched Favors more than once because he wanted to get Gobert out there for rim protection. But I do think Cantor is going to be the guy who loses most of all.
Yeah. Who would you take, Slim, over Favors or Whiteside?
Yeah, we've talked about this. It's tough. I still think Favors probably scores more, probably steals more. But, yeah, it's hard to ignore Whiteside.
Yeah.
Man, it's tough. It's so close. That just says how good Whiteside's been, though.
He's pretty much been like a first rounder for like a top 20 for the 2015 section of the year. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Anything else that you found looking at Heat stats? Dwayne Wade's out, do you think this Tyler Johnson's going to be for real?
Yeah, and if I could plug it, I'm a little bit later today. I'll be posting a thing called Use It or Lose It. It's going to have pretty much every Heat player covered. And just to sum it up, the big thing about Tyler Johnson that's going to help him out is Danny Granger and James Ennis, they play all their minutes at small forward. So that means when Luol Deng comes back, he's going to hurt those two guys and he shouldn't hurt Johnson. Additionally, you could kind of sense that Coach Spo is a little apprehensive to go point guard heavy with both of his guard spots. And it's really killed him on the perimeter. Past two games, they've been getting gashed and putting a lot of pressure on their bigs. You don't want too many guys getting at Whiteside, getting in foul trouble. And he's praised Johnson's defense. So you would think he may get mid-20s minutes at shooting guard, which means less than a kitty for Mario Chalmers, Norris Cole, Shabazz Napier. All those guys are going to be a little bit less. So, I mean, if you had to pick, I would probably rather have Chalmers first, who's really been struggling. But then Johnson's ceiling's nice. You know, he shot 43% from three last year at college. He's done well in the D League from there. Gets to the rim a little bit. And again, the defense is what's going to get him minutes. So you're not going to pick him up in standard leagues yet, but keep an eye on him, especially tonight.
Yeah, I actually, in 12ers, I actually picked him up in both of my leagues as a stream, as a stream spot. So
Okay. Yeah, it's a little different.
Yeah. Oh, it's a light slate tonight, and we'll see what happens. If he has another good game, then...
Yeah, I like him. And for DFS, I'm kind of disappointed that FanDuel has him at point guard.
Oh, not at shooting guard?
Yeah, right, because he plays shooting guard. So, and he's also, his price came up, too. He's, I think, 4.4K or 4.3K. Just for a guy who just played, he's only played like 45 minutes with the Heat now, and he's already matched his dollar per $1,000 per minute, or $10 per minute for the price.
Jeez.
Yeah, he jumped up way too much.
Man, meanwhile, Jeremy Grant's been balling for like 3 weeks, and he's still 3.6K. I don't get it, but yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, we talked about Grant earlier on the show. He's a guy I like a little bit more than Slim, but he's certainly interesting. You know, the blocks. Wasn't I tweeting with you? We were talking about how crazy Grant's blocks were a couple weeks ago when he had that 8-block game.
Yeah, I love Grant, man. He's right up the Sixers' alley. Brent Brown plays him at the end of each half, whether it's close or not. All the signs are he's going to start blowing up. I mean, Hollis Thompson's losing minutes. They're starting to cool off on KJ McDaniels as far as getting shots go. Obviously, Roan's not there. Covington's a beast, so he's not going to really be affected. Grant, he's on the standard league radar. I like to see him shoot a little bit better, but he's pretty solid.
Yeah, I like him. I like him there too. Anything else that's been big in the Roto World office? Big around the Roto World water cooler.
No, I'm excited to see the Celtics tonight too, with Marcus Smart getting the second half start. He's been really awful shooting the ball, and I'm also writing about that too. His passes are weird. He's had some very lack of success with getting the ball to his big men, so that'll be something to watch tonight with how that goes. But other than that, a lot of 10-day deals coming around. The Knicks are going to be fun, so should be a lot of fantasy story. You know, the fantasy guys, we love all these crappy teams. That's where we get our pickups from. Like Hassan Whiteside's a beast, all these guys. Rudy Gobert, he's been pretty much the worse the team is, the more likely they are to have a breakout player.
Did you hear that? Slim? I think Mike just called your Heat a crappy team. You gonna take that?
Yeah, of course I am. They are. It was so bad before Whiteside got there. There was nothing. There was no defense. There was no, there was just, let Bosch or Wade take jump shots. But it's a different team now.
Hey, I'm a Nets fan, man, so it's all good.
Oh, yikes.
I picked up Corey Jefferson in a really deep league. I'm hoping something happens and he gets minutes.
Once Brodo gets dealt, he'll start seeing his low 20s, I think. But he's been really bad. He's not getting shots, not really blocking shots like I thought he would. I have him in my 30-man league. I picked him up like a month ago, and he's still not doing much for me.
Yeah. So as a Nets fan, maybe you can settle our dispute over Jarrett Jack. I've been a Jack believer, and Slim hates Jarrett Jack.
What? Why? I'm saying less than a three, less than a steal. That's what gets me. But I know it's been better than that recently. I know, but
yeah. I think he's fine. I mean, Darren Williams may get traded. They want to trade Darren. They know they're in a rebuild. The ownership's changing. Brolo's gone. It's going to be a bunch of young guys. They're kind of going to they traded away so many draft picks that they have to get some back and just really tread water for the next 4 or 5 years. It's kind of the as much as we all want to rip on Sam Hinkie for going so extreme with this. It's the way to go. Boston's doing it. Got to hit a home run on a draft pick.
Yeah, it was the way of the league these days. So I got to bring this up to you. So last week we had Brewski on, and we were talking about playing some Razzball versus Roto-World basketball, and Brewski was talking some mad hype for you on the real basketball court.
Yeah, I don't really play a lot during the season, but in the off season I usually play 2-3 times a week. And actually, quick story, last year at Vegas Summer League, myself and a bunch of writers got together, and we kind of changed teams around. But me and Tony Jones, he's a beat writer for the Jazz. He and I went undefeated. We went 5-0. We had some other teammates mixed in, but we had a good run. I had a couple really sick blocks on some other fellow writers. I didn't get any. I could dunk, but I didn't get any dunks in the game. But I was dunking like before the game and stuff. It was fun. Everyone's like, oh hey. It's kind of cool. It was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to if you guys ever go to Vegas during Summer League, hit me up and we'll get that game going again.
We might have to do that because I think I want to officially challenge you to a Razzball versus Roto-World one-on-one contest.
Oh, just a one-on-one? Yeah.
We could do teams too, but yeah. I don't know. Slim's not as big a player as I am. And
okay. Yeah, we could one-on-one. I'm good, whatever. How tall are you?
I'm 6'7", even though my voice doesn't sound like it.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I'm 6'2", so you'd probably beat me one-on-one.
I don't know. If you can dunk, I mean, I can dunk, but my vertical is like, you know, worse than, I'm trying to think of a good one. Maybe Deep Sean up. Bradley. Maybe that's a good vertical comp right there.
The human poster. Love that guy.
Yeah. I might be a human poster in this one. So.
Yeah, I mean, I can't throw down like sick jams. I pretty much have to have it be perfect for an in-game dunk.
Yeah. So I don't know, Slim. You want to go to Vegas next year?
Is or that really you're asking me that question? Yeah. Does it?
Yeah. That's,
right. No, so. That's cool. I go to Vegas. I've been there. I've covered for Roto-World the past 2 years. Favorite part of the year for me, man. I love it. Just go there, have fun for a day or two, and you know, forget what you did, but then remember everything else.
Do you get a press pass for that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got. Yeah, it's really cool. I got to like interview some players and stuff. I actually had a pretty good interview with Dante Exum about how he likes to play and stuff. It was pretty cool. It was definitely like the highlight of my year.
Awesome. So yeah, we're gonna. Yeah. We'll try to bring Roto-World and Razzball both into the Summer League if we can make that happen. So
do it.
Well, cool, man. Slim, you got anything else for Mike before we hop off?
Yeah. Who wrote that Willie Green one last night? Was that you?
No, that was Brewski.
There's a nice little Colbert reference.
Nice.
Yeah, I love this little tip of the cap, wag of the finger kind of thing going on.
It
was beautiful.
Yeah, Brewski and Brewski tends to do the jokes more than I do, but I've kind of gone. I tend to be the super punny guy. Like I'll have the little punny headlines. I had like access granted. Jeremy Grant scores 18 or some stupid stuff like that.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, anti Iron Man for Ghostface Ilya going.
Yeah, I saw that one.
I remember the anti Iron Man.
Like if you guys listen to hip hop, Iron Man's one of Ghostface Killah's albums. So I was like, oh, nice little inside joke for myself that I'm sure no one got. But yeah,
I got to say the Roto-World basketball humor in the past few years has definitely been getting better and better. So
nice.
Appreciate
makes
me
happy
that.
To hear.
It definitely, definitely helps when I try to be funny in the Razzball daily recaps, which definitely doesn't always work. So
yeah, it's if you could be more funny than Mario Chalmers' shooting percentage the past year, you're good.
Oh, yeah, just have a percent higher than 15. Then
exactly.
Percent jokes laughed at.
Yeah, exactly.
Advanced stats, we need some metrics.
Well, always awesome to catch up with you, Mike. I'm holding you to this. We're gonna have our one-on-one game. We're hiding.
I'm down. Soon. I'll try to grow 5 inches in the next few months.
I'll try to get my vertical leap back up from 5 inches.
Nice. You get the jumping shoes like Jimmy from Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. Maybe I'll put some flubber on them.
Jimmy's down.
Awesome, man. We'll see if we can catch you again before the end of the year, and we'll catch up with you then. Take it easy, man.
Good. Thanks. Anytime.
And big thanks for Mike Gallagher hopping on with us and now previewing tonight's games. We've got 5 on the slate. We've got Denver at the Sixers. Jeremy Grant, pick up.
Yeah, yeah. That's not bad. Wow. I think Fareed's supposed to be back tonight. I imagine he'll go off against Philly.
You're saying Henry Sims isn't going to just push him around?
No, and if they try to play Covington at the 4, that's just going to fail miserably against Fareed.
Yeah.
No, they don't have a big enough body on their team to deal with him.
Covington is so good.
He really, really is. Yeah, I saw you mention the big 3 D-League guys today in the post.
Yeah, you got Covington and Galloway and Whiteside, all from the D-League, and all are must-own players, more or less, especially Covington and Whiteside.
I've got all 3 on my top RCL team.
Ugh. You want to know why? It's because your league is playing slow.
They are. I don't think anyone's made half as many moves as I have, but, you know, whatever. Yeah.
That's the fun of the RCLs.
I have a short attention span, that's all.
Yeah. We have some pretty bad ADHD on this show, that's for sure.
I've definitely had my fair share of picking a guy up and then dropping him, like, you know, in less than a minute.
Yeah, I have done that a couple times as well. We got the Heat at Detroit.
Oh, this is interesting.
It's my Tyler Johnson stream.
Yeah, but Whiteside gets another big body to go against.
Yeah, I think Drummond.
You know, eventually they have to stop. The big men have to stop going at the point guards when they drive. So what's happening is the point guard drives to the basket, any Heat point guard. The opposing point guard can't stay with them, and the big comes over to help. And the big comes over to help. Whiteside is ready for an alley-oop. Easy 20 points a game.
Yep.
They have to stop doing that at some point. At some point, the big has to just stay with Whiteside and let the guy try to make a layup. Because this ain't working. Teams are just getting run over by Whiteside on these alley-oops.
Yeah, yeah. So we got Celtics at the Knicks in maybe the worst game ever in what used to be a great matchup. In the history of basketball.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
I actually picked up Lou Amundsen in a league.
Yeah, I Why not? Didn't.
Eh, I think you can get a couple blocks tonight. Not like Boston's flashing a good front line.
I expect Aldridge to play more eventually.
Yeah, he's been a little banged up, too. So that's not
Well, helping. He's got a career of getting banged up.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe I'm being a little bit... I'm underselling Amundsen.
Amundsen.
A 32-year-old guy they sign out of the D-League. It's so hard to buy into that.
There's been so much D-League action this year. It's been crazy.
That is working. That's what it tells me. The D-League is working.
Yeah, yeah. Probably the best that I can remember, that's for sure.
Yeah, we had some good ones last year. I remember, what's his name? That guy that's on Toronto now that we had that little discussion about? The small forward. James Johnson.
He was in the D-League last year?
Yeah, yeah. He got offers to play overseas, and he almost left. But, yeah, he played the D-League, thought he could make a comeback, and, you know, wound up getting signed by Memphis and playing phenomenally.
Yeah, he had
got some... back to it. The D-League is working. Everything they wanted it to do, it is doing.
Yeah.
Except sell tickets.
And TV deals. We got a... The last
NBA TV actually plays some of their games from time to time.
Oh, they do? Well, too bad I can't watch NBA TV, so I would never know. Late games tonight, we got the Jazz at Portland, and then Golden State at Sacramento. How many points is Klay Thompson going to score tonight?
More than everyone not named DeMarcus Cousins. That's going to be a blowout at halftime.
Yeah. And do you think Lillard will get out of this funk? You know, he got mad he was an all-star snub and hadn't been playing great.
This is obviously, if there's ever any time to do it, it's against Exum and Trey Burke.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, you know, I mean, with Batum still down, right? He's not playing as far as I know.
I don't think so. I'll check.
So but, with Batum out, there's more, you know, more shots for Lillard, but there's also more defense on Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's kind of what's happening. Back-to-back six turnover games from Lillard is just completely out of nowhere.
Batum played on the 31st against Milwaukee. I think that was the last game. So he's playing. He just said he's still dealing with the wrist issue.
Okay. So, that's another guy that I'm not buying anywhere.
No, yeah. I mean, it's been a while. He's become what he's become, which is a very low-end multi-cat guy that's not hitting his shots.
If we just blame this on, because he's still a relatively young guy, he hasn't hit 30 or anything. If we blame this on the wrist, we could get quite a bargain next year.
Oh yeah, he's going to be an immense value.
Yeah, guy that's like, you know, near like 100 overall that should give top 40 value when healthy.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with the wrist if he has surgery or what happens there. All right, so segueing into our 30-point challenge picks, looking at the board, I am up 25-4. I've gotten almost every single one right. I got that Mo Williams game.
You got that one, huh?
Yeah, I got the
Did you get the Klay Thompson game?
I got the Klay Thompson game. I said he was going to score 30 and a quarter. I got that right. That was worth bonus points.
All right, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. I'm kidding, of course. It's 5-4. I'm up one on Slim. Both of us got it on Tuesday and then missed Wednesday and Thursday. So looking at tonight, we cannot pick Beard, LeBron, Durant, Westbrook, Brow, Carmelo, Aldridge, Cousins, Curry, or Klay Thompson. So I'm going to go. I kind of started saying it earlier. I'm going to do it first because I was starting to say it. I think Lillard does come back, bounce back against the Jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I probably need to pick one just to stay with it. I mean, I'm looking at that Philly game, and I don't know if any Nugget's going to do it. Nah. If anybody, it's Fareed, but
that's a tough one.
Hard to trust his minutes coming off, you know, the bird flu. It's not going to be Bosch. That's a tough matchup. And Melo keeps scoring and doesn't let anybody else score. Man, that's the only one I see. And you said Cousins is on that list. Cousins is top 10, right?
Yeah, he is number 8 at 23.6 a game.
And I'm looking at Boston, and I don't know who's even going to be playing in that game. Wow, this is a tough one. Who makes no sense that could have a huge game? Oh, you ready for it? So Philly's been winning, right? Like, they actually won a game the other day.
Going Covington?
I think so. I want Covington. Yeah. Yeah, give me that. No MCW should take a lot of those shots away. Yeah, Covington for 10 threes. I got it.
He's going to score them all on threes. Ballsy. I like it. So, yeah, that's going to do it for us today. We will catch you again tomorrow. Any other big news bits you want to chat real quick before we hop off?
Nothing big. You know, Luol Deng is supposed to play, so we'll see how that works out. I think that affects Tyler Johnson less than Ennis, so I still like the Tyler Johnson thing.
Oh, one thing I should mention, I saw this right before we hopped on, is that Larry Bird said that if Paul George is healthy and cleared, they'll let him play.
I mean, do they really want to try to win games?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If I was hedging my bets, I say he doesn't play.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but a little bit of optimism there if you have Paul George on your dynasty team.
I mean, if I, you know, I'm 20 games up in my league just playing for the playoffs, I'm still not doing it. I need more.
Yeah.
there's other people I'd rather hold on to thinking that something else could happen.
Yeah, yeah, agree there.
I'd hold Reggie Jackson first, hoping for a trade, before I hold
Paul Jordan. For sure. So yeah, we're going to wrap up there. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.